Welcome to The Magnetic Voice, here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel, a show where speakers and singers learn how to be more magnetic and align their voices to the divine within. Today, episode 16, What If Your Voice Was a Blessing? And now your host, Monique McDonald.
Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Voice Podcast. I'm Monique McDonald and I'm here with Shannon Kropf.
Hello everybody and welcome to the podcast.
Yay, we're so excited that you're here. Now, the last few podcasts, we invited people to reach out if they had any questions. And Shannon, someone reached out.
Fantastic.
And
what did they say?
A question.
All right.
So Jen from Orlando wants to know what to do if all she can think of is what's next, and she's racing, and nothing is good enough because life is a mess. How does she get back in contact with her divine mind?
Oh, honey, you're not alone.
What a good question, that Jen, and thank you so much for this question. I think it's something we all deal with, right?
Yes, especially I would say in the last year. It's been such a life-changingly different paradigm to live through.
Right.
That even returning to your divine self, I know for me, has been like, I don't remember what that is really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we get so caught up in, you know, what's next. We're trying to grow. We're trying to evolve. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be good people. Mm-hmm. We're trying to take care of our families. We're trying to, you know, have a business or go to work. And there's so much involved in the everyday living.
Yeah.
It is really challenging to get in touch with divine voice in the presence of all of that. So here is my very easy way. Just stop everything and breathe. And then the mind is going to say, what's happening? Why aren't we doing anything?
You could be using this time more productively. No, really,
exactly.
I couldn't.
And then we just remind ourselves that even if it's for a minute or three, breathing and returning to ourselves is more than enough time to release anything before this now moment and tune yourself back in. A lot of us have morning practices where we do the morning pages if you do the artist's way, or you meditate in the morning, or you might pray in the morning, and you really give yourself the space for really going within. And then in around midday, when things start getting away from you, you're like, wait, what happened to that Zen I had in the morning? Mm-hmm. So just give yourself a minute or three and breathe. And it's like giving yourself a little tune up. Mm. Tune back in to that divine voice that's constantly with you, guiding you. Just breathe into it for a minute. And then you can go right back into the rat race.
Oh, great. Thanks. I mean, oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's really, we just need to retune. And I love that word because it's literally like we are so outer directed in all of the achievement and movement and things that are happening outside of us. We just need a few moments to breathe and tune ourselves back up to the divine and sweet spirit that is guiding us every moment of every day.
You know, it's interesting mentioning tuning. Of course, as a musician, my brain goes to what happens when you tune an instrument. Mm-hmm. So when an instrument is out of tune, if you imagine two little sound waves, they're supposed to be exactly the same. But when they become out of tune, the shapes go different just a little bit, and what it produces is this really ragged edge.
Right.
And if you know what you're listening for, you can hear it. It's like this, where it should just be, but it goes, mm-hmm. But when you tune yourself, you take away that ragged edge and you make everything come back into perfect sync with your musical frequency. And I think that's exactly what you're doing with your soul.
That's exactly what you're doing. So thank you so much for your question, Jen. And if any of you out there have any questions or thoughts for Shannon and I, please feel free to go to themagneticvoice.com and you might find your question being discussed on the podcast. We look forward to hearing from you. So, Shannon, today's subject is, what if your voice was a blessing?
Whatever do you mean by that? I'm blessed that I can talk and communicate, so yay. I have the feeling that's not exactly what you have in mind, though.
Well, tomorrow is the new moon, and mm-hmm. whenever the new moon rolls around every month, I always think about what new rituals or thoughts do I want to think, or rituals that I want to add to my daily practice? What new things do I want to plant? And I started thinking about this, and we actually had a discussion in my mastermind about how would we speak if we truly believed that everything we said was a blessing. What would we say? How would we speak? And it's as though, as I was thinking about it, I was realizing that, you know, I grew up with, and I'm sure you heard this a million times too, singing is praying twice.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So I am always working with my clients and talking about singing from source, mm-hmm. right? The breath and the voice together are the two things that are the most sacred, right? Mm-hmm. That we have.
Right.
Access to as human beings. But what if every time we spoke, we were asking ourselves, how can I be a blessing here? So whatever you had to say, even if it might be something that could be hard to hear for the person listening, mm-hmm. how would you say it if you really were coming from, even though this is something that's a difficult conversation to have, I'm still coming from the place of being a blessing.
Right.
And speaking as though my voice is a blessing.
Hmm.
So as I was thinking about the new moon and what do I want to invite into my practice, here I am on a podcast, you know? I am actually using my voice mm-hmm. and to really get conscious about sending that blessing out into the universe every time I speak, every time I sing. I mean, that's not going to be easy.
I know. I think that's why I'm so quiet. I'm just considering, like, wow, okay. Because, you know, we all have those moments where we feel it actually happening. When we're having an important conversation and we can tell that we're helping someone or that they're really listening, and you feel so connected to source and you're just like, yeah, I'm a spirit ninja. You know, we all have those moments where we know we're connected. And I'm just pondering, how do you cultivate that in your every day, in your, hey, pass the milk, please, you know?
Exactly.
And that seems like a very high state of consciousness to be swimming around in just like all the time.
Right. And it seems unnatural.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have been known to say things like, oh my goodness, that person is so enlightened, they're no earthly good.
Right.
So it's a really good thing to ponder, because obviously we want to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if we take this on, how would we change? And how could we allow ourselves to be authentic and a blessing? Mm-hmm. So even if you're, for example, having banter with your husband, that some may interpret as not blessing each other.
Right.
And what if it is?
Mm-hmm. Right. Should I tell my little story?
Yes!
I can't remember if I've told it here on the podcast before, but Dave is our producer. He's also Mr. Shannon. I'm Mrs. Dave. So we were in a worship team rehearsal. It's got to have been 20, 25 years ago. And we joke with each other. I mean, we don't ever like cruelly pick at each other, because that's something that's been patterned in my life and I really hate it. But we say goofy things and whatever. And this woman, fully like serious in this funny, lighthearted moment that we were having, turns around and said, I really think that you two need counseling.
Right.
And it was such a misunderstanding of us and our relationship. And I mean, she wasn't a stranger. So for what was blessing between us as a married couple having fun was clearly not blessing her. So there's that right. dynamic too. You know,
and that's actually really important to bring up as we ponder this, because the other side of what if my voice was a blessing is, what if I heard everything that people said to me as a blessing?
That's tough to do.
Really tough.
Really, really tough.
Really tough. Because a lot of times we are hearing what people say, which then triggers old life experiences,
right?
Because it sounds like something that was said
Absolutely.
That hurt or caused pain in the past. And off we go into our interpretation
right.
of what's being said, right?
Right.
The reason why this is an interesting thing to really ponder is because I was working with a client and she was telling me how so often in her life, she feels that she is unheard.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That she'll be in a group of people and she'll have an idea and she will express it. And there'll be no reaction. And then someone else in the group would repeat what she said.
Right.
And then everybody would have this, oh my God, what a great idea.
Whoa. You know? Yeah.
And so then it's, you know, we had this conversation about when that happens a lot in your lifetime, in your history, you start to expect it to happen. Mm-hmm. So you speak in a way that isn't heard.
Right.
Because you don't expect to be heard. In the same way, when we hear criticism or we hear someone say something that feels like an attack, mm-hmm. we actually have choice how we respond to that.
Right. Like both in the moment and in life.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And the questions one could ask is, if I decided that as much as this smarts, it may be a blessing, what might it be? A lot of time, we don't have the time or the wherewithal within ourselves right. to ask those kinds of questions because it brings up so much pain from right. our life history.
Well, and some people like me, I am wired to sit and think about things. And so often in the moment when something's happening, I haven't been able to process it yet, to recognize it as either something that's going to sting or a blessing or both. I have to sit with it for a little while and sort of unpack it. I'm not a very good, like, right here in this moment, I'm going to say just the right thing, you know? And so I'm curious how people like me who do need to process before they know how to respond, you know, what do you do in that situation when you have just heard something that's a little ouchy, not maybe because of the past, but maybe it just is a hurtful thing. And maybe it will be a blessing once I work through it and, you know, put a Band-Aid on it. And but how do you stay present in that moment and not have like gibberish to say back? You know, like
Well, I think that part of it comes from really giving yourself the space to pause.
Right.
For a moment.
Right.
I think a lot of times we just run right over that and it doesn't even occur to us to check in with, oh, that hurt.
Right.
We jump straight to, who do you think you are to hurt me like that?
Well, I jump straight to, oh my God, you're completely right. I'm a total mess.
Exactly. That's the other piece of it.
It's kind of one or the other, right?
One or the other. And they actually exactly. And they are actually two sides of the same coin.
Right.
So this is something I was talking to a client about today. When we're working on technique, either as a speaker or a singer, we're taking something that's very spontaneous. And often unconscious.
Right.
And we are making it conscious so that we start looking at technique in order to grow, right, and make it better. And then the idea is to then go back, let it go back into spontaneity.
Right.
Into unconscious competence, right?
Right.
But a lot of us get stuck in the technical part.
Right.
And we forget to let it then become spontaneous again.
Right.
So to answer your question, you're in the flow of the conversation. Someone says something, and we know we're now discussing. The technique is, oh my God, what if that's a blessing? But it doesn't feel like that.
Right.
So we start to then doubt ourselves and or attack the other in response.
Right.
So the technique is to practice. My mother used to put it this way. If someone calls you a fire engine, it wouldn't occur to you to be upset.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because you know you're not a fire engine.
Right.
And it says some more about the person calling you a fire engine.
Right, of course.
Than it does, right?
Right.
About you.
Yeah.
But so often, because we're so worried about being right, and we're so worried about, you know, did I dot all the I's and cross all the T's? And why is this woman coming for me? Like, what did I do?
Right.
We go there instead of, huh, she must be having a really bad day.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Another client was telling me, you know, I had to go to the doctor, and my husband didn't even ask, how did it go at the doctor?
Right.
And they said, can you imagine how I felt? Like the person I love the most, you're my teacher, you're my coach. You were calling me and sending me light, you know, at the time I was going to the doctor. And the person who loves me the most didn't even ask.
Ouch.
Ouch. And my response was, ouch, that must have really, really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think of is how scared he must have been.
Oh, wow.
That he couldn't even ask.
Right.
And the person was like, I didn't even think of that.
Right.
And what if everything we say and everything that is said is a blessing.
Hmm.
Because in that particular situation, the person who had gone to the doctor was able to have the blessing of seeing the other.
Right.
Now, it doesn't make it hurt any less. It still hurts. But the hurt doesn't feel like a deliberate
act. Right. Right.
So you can be in presence of the technique and still have the spontaneous reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So just thinking about the new moon tomorrow and putting this idea, just like living in this idea, what would my day be like if I really implemented the idea of everything that I say is going to be a blessing today? Mm-hmm. And everything I hear, I'm going to hear as a blessing today.
Nice.
Because I don't know about you, Shannon, but what I know is, if I'm looking for blessings, I find them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking for people who are going to abuse me, I find,
I find those
them.
Too. Right. This seems like a really good time to take a moment and be in this moment with some meditation.
I think you're absolutely right. All right. I'm going to invite you to come with me into the sacred space within you, where all the blessings of your life live. And breathe with me. Yourself to travel to that place within you where there are only blessings. Grace. have to be a good girl or boy. You don't have to achieve anything. Just because you dare to breathe in and out, you are blessed. You are a blessing. Imagine that moment when you were just a thought. You hadn't even become yet. You are a blessing. No matter what your story is, no matter if somebody told you you were wanted or not, no matter what the story of your birth is, know with me now that when you were just a thought and you became a living being and took your first breath, you were a blessing. You were a miracle. Every breath that you breathe is a constant blessing, is a constant miracle. Your attention is a blessing. Whether you place that attention on the divine within or the divine within everyone you come in contact with, you are blessed. You are a blessing. And everything that you say and do is blessed. You are moving through life as a blessing. Everywhere you go, blessings are flowing from you. Wherever your life leads you, whoever you come in contact with, you are a radiant blessing, and you are open now to receive all of the blessings that have been born within you and are just bursting to be showered upon you. And you raise your arms and your heart and your voice, and you receive these blessings. You feel them showering in and through you. You are open to receiving them. And as they move in and through you, you allow them to pour out of you into the world, into the entire world. With your breath, with your voice, with the miracle of your birth, you are a blessing, and you are truly blessed. Thank you for shining your light. Thank you for speaking your truth and singing your song. Thank you for daring to become and to be born. Thank you for being a blessing.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Magnetic Voice here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Magnetic Voice is copyright 2021, Monique McDonald, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.